Will they search the Biden beach house next? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. After more classified documents were found Friday at President Biden's Wilmington, Delaware home, there are reports.
The Justice Department is considering asking to search other locations linked to the president. But we know from the White House counsel's office that the Wilmington search on Friday began with an offer from the president to scour everywhere, from bathrooms and bedrooms to the utility room.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich at the White House. Republican Congressman James Comer is doing his own investigation as chair of the House Oversight Committee and tells Fox.
Any premise where the president has spent any amount of time needs to be searched, and I wouldn't rule out searching anywhere where certain relatives of the Biden family, who we all know have been involved in the influence peddling schemes.
Comer's also investigating Hunter Biden's business dealings. They're still unsettled in California by Saturday's mass shooting.
It's kind of mind-boggling, right? This morning I was trying to process everything and it was overwhelming.
10 people were murdered, including the owner of the dance studio where it happened. 10 others were wounded. The gunman's motive is unknown. He's dead after he was found in a van in Torrance yesterday.
Authorities who responded to the scene described hearing one gunshot, and inside they found the suspect dead. That suspect, they say, is 72-year-old Hukan Chuan, who police believe acted alone.
Fox's Madeline Rivera in Monterey Park, where the shooting ruined Lunar New Year celebrations. Ukraine may get a new weapon to fight Russia's invasion. Poland will ask Germany for permission to send German-provided Leopard battle tanks. Tax season is underway. The IRS, which Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says needs to be completely redone, is starting to accept returns today.
The IRS has taken steps to improve service, hiring more than 5,000 workers to help taxpayers who call, and they've added more in-person staff as well.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. The due date's later this year, April 18th, because of a weekend followed by a Washington, D.C. Monday holiday. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Stocks are rising to start the week on Wall Street. The Dow is gaining 82 points. The NASDAQ is up 119 on top of three straight weeks of gains. The S&P 500 adding 23 points. The price of oil up a little more today. It's now over $82 a barrel as gas keeps costing us more as well.
In this case, 9 cents rise over the past 2 weeks to the new price, $3.45.
Analyst Tripoli Ellenberg surveys gas stations across the country and says the price will keep going up.
Oil prices rose in this period twice as much as gasoline, so gasoline has another 9 cents just to catch up with oil.
AAA's national average for regular, slightly less than hers, at $3.42 per gallon. It's now six straight weeks on top of the box office for a long-awaited sequel.
Avatar, The Way of Water, with nearly 20 million in domestic ticket sales.
The way of water connects all things. Before your birth and after your death.
The Disney James Cameron film now surpassing $2 billion globally. The sixth movie ever to achieve that. Puss in Boots: The Last Wish moves up to number 2 at the weekend box office, selling $11.5 million worth of tickets in its fifth week in theaters. And Universal's creepy doll horror movie Megan is number 3 with $9.8 million in ticket sales. Kathleen Maloney, Fox News.
It's down to the final four in the NFL playoffs.
Burrow facing pressure. goes over the top, wide open is Chase, and he splits the defenders for the touchdown.
The Cincinnati Bengals took the lead, never looked back, beat the Buffalo Bills 27-10 on CBS to set up a rematch in the AFC Championship game with the Chiefs in Kansas City. The Bengals went away from a second straight trip to the Super Bowl. In the NFC, San Francisco beat Dallas 19-12. The 49ers advanced to play the Philadelphia Eagles in the title game. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.